Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about prepping for the finish. If you're a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. I've been away for a while. Things have been a little hectic for me, and I'm sure they've been hectic for you. But I'm back tonight because I want to talk about how the end is near. Not the end of days, because we know that's not happening, but the end of the spring semester and the end of your first year of college. Before I get started, let's first acknowledge how awesome it is that you've made it to this point in your academic career. I mean, you're almost done with being a college freshman. For better or for worse, your first year is going to conclude soon. For some of you, the last day of classes is this week. For others, it'll be a little later. But in all instances, it's almost done. Now, let's talk about how to get through the time that you have left in your first year of college. Very simple things. I'm going to keep it short tonight. First, study guide from your professor. And if your professor doesn't offer one, then make your own. If you're not sure how to do that, I'll post some suggestions on my blog later this evening or tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning at the latest. Secondly, don't skip this last week of classes. You may feel like you have everything solidified and you know exactly what you need to do. Maybe you have a great grade in the class already and you're like, oh, yeah, I don't need that. Yes, you do. Use this last week of classes to make sure you know when and where your exam is going to be, because they're not always in the classroom where you have your course, and things are different, right? So you want to get logistics about the exam, and then you also want to make sure that you have solidified the newer information that is going to be on your final. Third, use your time management plan to schedule study time for your exams. As I've said over and over time and time again, don't cram. You can't soak information in when you cram. Begin studying now. I know you're like, Dr. D, I'm still in my classes. It's not even exam weekend. Trust me, start studying now. You need time for this information to sink in, particularly if there's something that you had a challenge understanding. You want to make sure you give yourself time to study, maybe to get in the study group or go to that last set of help rooms or office hours, so that, again, you can solidify the newer information that's being presented and anything older that presented a challenge to you. So those are the things that I want you to do as you're prepping for the finish this academic year. Now, during exam week, these things are also important. One, get enough rest. It is really hard to function well when you do not have enough sleep. I know you all have seen it. You've seen the consequences and the results of it. You may be able to do it one day, but you can't sustain late nights trying to cram and then going into an exam. So rest well. Eat properly. I'm not going to tell you to eat three meals a day if you don't eat three meals a day, but make sure you're eating meals and you're eating meals that are nutritious and you're not just trying to fill up on calories because you're hungry, because you also want to be properly nourished when you go to take your exam. Lastly, give your all. Put everything that you have into that exam. If you study well, rest well, eat well, you should do well on your final exams. I believe you can do it. I know you have it in you. You've gotten this far, and you don't have much to go. So just use all of the things that you've learned over the course of this academic year to prepare yourself to go into your finals, rock your finals, and get your summer started. Some of you are volunteering this summer. Some of you are doing study abroad. Some of you are taking classes. Some of you have research or an internship, and some of you are taking a breather. Whatever you are doing for the summer, know that when you leave campus that you've done as much as you possibly could do. And if you know that what that is, you know what your personal best is, and if you haven't done that, you might feel some kind of way when you have your summer start, and that's not the situation that we want you to be in. So, again, study well, rest well, eat well, so that you can do well. Now, that's it for this semester of Tassel to Tassel Radio. We'll be back in the fall to help you get a better understanding of college life and successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. But my freshmen have already made the shift. Please come back and tune in if you want some extra tips or some extra encouragement, because a lot of the things that I share apply every year that you're in college. Now, if you are a counselor or a parent or a friend of the show, hope to see you again next semester as well. I also do a couple of periodic episodes during the summer to kind of let you know what's happening, what's coming up, and I'll put a couple of posts up on my blog throughout as well, because I want to support you as you're doing whatever you're doing this summer, so that you can make sure that you are taking full advantage of any opportunity that's being presented to you. So I want to thank you so much for listening for the past two semesters and being part of my audience and letting me be part of your educational journey. So I hope that you'll join me on Monday nights in August at 6:30 Eastern Time. But right now, all I can say is that I believe you are college ready. Have a great summer.